The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Say, hey man.
Hey,
why
man.
They say, hey woman. Hey woman. Why do they actually
say, hey woman? It's not so respectful.
Really?
Hey, woman,
okay.
Get me a sandwich.
Ladies. No, it doesn't work that way in my house. I don't know how it works in your house, but it doesn't work that way here. Doug Steffens' Good Day program, making you smile with some of our interpretations of the news of the day, the events of the day. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. Our job is to have you buzzing about what's going on in the world. Some of the stuff is serious. We're serious about the news, but not much else. Victoria Jones is very serious. She'll join us in a few minutes from the Talk Radio News Service in Washington with the latest on a couple of national items. I may ask her a little bit about our attitude toward the Israelis now as that thing continues to be hot. The immigration situation, I was looking at some of the numbers. If the current trend continues, 165,000 illegal children will come across the border this year into America at the rate they're coming in now. How do you like them apples? And the discussion on whether the Republican bill for millions versus the Democratic bill for billions is the one that should carry the day before those guys go home on their well-deserved summer recess. V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. Yadadadun. Okay, so that's that. The situation with Donald Sterling. I didn't realize until a little while ago that before the sale of the team, this guy was worth $1.9 billion.
Wow.
He's one of the wealthiest lawyers in the country. Made a fortune, in fact, in real estate. He's the longest tenured team owner in the NBA. That'll stop a week from today because that's the day of the sale. Yeah, 1981, I think, he acquired the Clippers for $12.5 million. And so you look at his numbers. You know, Forbes magazine loves to do that. It makes for a good conversation. Who's the wealthiest?
Right, they love the list.
Who's the wealthiest
country
business
singer.
Owner?
We did.
Who's right, exactly. Who's the wealthiest team owner and all of those? So Sterling, by far, is the wealthiest of all of the team owners. And there's some pretty wealthy people in there. It's almost like a trophy. These wealthy industrialists are people who have done well. A lot of people make a lot of money in real estate. A lot of people lose a lot of money in real estate. But the money seems to attract people to owning their own team.
Well, what else are you going to do with it? You know,
listen, buy a spot in the moon. Who knows what you can do with it? But that's up to you. All right. So he's the number one player in this. Then there's V. Stiviano, who people love to. I'm looking at a picture.
You keep bringing her up, and
well, I
think she disappeared. I haven't heard any like.
I keep
about
looking
her
at
lately.
These pictures of early on, like last April. The picture showed Donald Sterling, V. Stiviano, somebody in his family, and then his wife,
yeah,
all sitting watching the game.
Well, the wife knew about her.
You've seen those people. Well, I mean, they're sitting next to each other.
Yeah.
So anyway, do you think Kevin Johnson is satisfied? He was the face and the voice of the National Basketball Players Association, was really after Sterling because of his comments. Do you think he's satisfied now? Do you think all the players are satisfied now?
I think he's happy. I mean, you had Doc Rivers saying he wouldn't work for the Clippers if Donald Sterling came back. You had people saying that the Clippers weren't going to show up on the court if Donald Sterling didn't, if he was back. So,
all right, so the new commissioner is Mr. Adam Silver, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was the guy, supposedly, but he had to be in concert with the owners, who said, we're fining you $2.5 million, you got to sell the team, blah, blah. He didn't make the decision in a vacuum, did he?
No.
I wouldn't have thought that he did. All right, so this is over now?
People thought he was bad for basketball, so they took him out.
That sounds like something that would be the headline of a video. Bad for basketball.
Dun-dun-dun.
Dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun. All right, so anyway, that's that story. In a nutshell, Victoria Jones will join us in a few moments with some in-depth commentary, maybe a fact or two or three or four, I'm guessing, because that's what she's all about. The facts, ma'am. The facts. The facts are that every cup of BuzzBox coffee that you drink goes to help support my dairy farm, Eastley Farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. That's what I've decided to do with whatever monies come my way. I'm going to use them to support dairy and this dairy farm, which I have worked on for a number of years to try to save. It's a sanctuary. It's a teaching facility. Children come. This past weekend, it was really amazing. We got to get better at doing video of these children that come on the farm. They go watch the cows being milked. They actually touch them. You should see their eyes open up. These little, like, 4 or 5.
Because they're little kids, and those are big cows.
Right. And the cows stick out their tongue, and the kids think they're going to eat them up. But the cows are just licking. Cows are friendly. So it's that kind of experience that you're helping to save when you drink BuzzBox coffee. You make a small decision when you call the number to order, 866-456-7805. The decision is, do I want to stick with the same rotten coffee? And literally, the coffee that you're drinking is more likely than not rotten. It gets that way. It happens with coffee that is more than 2, 3, 4 months old. And chances are your coffee, whether you're drinking it because you've gone to a store to buy it or you ground it yourself and you put it in your mug and you brought it to work with you, you're driving now drinking it, it's probably rotten. And therefore the taste is rotten. So don't you want to drink something that's fresh, that's good for you? BuzzBox coffee is really good for you. So make that small decision for a start. I want to try BuzzBox. I hear a lot of talk about it. And then once you do that, then you get the first bag free. First pound is free to you when you dial 866-456-7805. Or you can just go to the BuzzBox coffee box, the orange box, on any page at DougStefan.com. Order it that way. And then when you smell it, you drink it, you're going to make another decision. Okay, I'm buying some of this stuff. And then you drink some more and people hear you talking about it, or they smell it, or they may take a taste. You make a cup for your friends, and they say, okay, I'm making a decision. I'm buying some BuzzBox coffee. All these things sort of catapult the focus of BuzzBox, and then in terms of what happens because you listened to my program and you did it because I suggested it, all the money that I would get normally for doing something like this will go towards saving the farm. That's the idea behind this. Giving you a great cup of coffee that you'll enjoy and stick with, and helping a farm is a great cause in an area of the world that doesn't have much of what's being done on that farm. So, check out EastleyFarm.com if you'd like, EastleyGh. You won't find as good a website there as you do at DougStefan.com, but it's a farm after all. We're doing our best, and you can do your best and have something good for you when you're all done. Drinking great coffee that's healthy and good for you in any number of ways. It's not acidic, it's not bitter, it's just healthy, good stuff. All the flavor that you get and the choice that you make. 866-456-7805. Make that choice now, will you?
All across the U.S., people are hearing this. And once people hear it, they stop what they're doing and break into a dance and head down to their nearest Staples store. Why? Cultural phenomenon? A new trend? A flash mob? Let's slow the track down and play it backwards and see if we get any clues.
Now get notebooks for 17 cents, index cards for 48 cents, and Novus tablets for $49.
Well, that explains it. Staples. This back to school, make more happen for less. Limits apply to stores. Staples.com for details.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. See how much you can save at Sam's Club with new lower prices on items like 50 pounds of Simply Right dog food for just $17.98, a 3-pack of Dawn Total Clean for $7.98, a Tresemme Twin Pack for $10.86, and much more. Join by August 3rd and get a welcome package worth up to $20. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better when you're in the club. See club for details.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program, 16 past the hour. Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler and I here with Victoria Jones, who's a frequent visitor here, chief White House correspondent and global analyst. Is your head getting bigger? Every time I read this, I think, wow, she's really come a long way. She's now the global analyst for the Talk Radio News Service. Wow, it is. Oh, my God. It's amazing. How long have I known you?
Long time.
Long time, I know. And your head always was in a good place. So now it's in a better place. Right, exactly. All right. So, the bipartisanship on Capitol Hill, the House and Senate Veterans Affairs Committees say they want to spend $17 billion, and there are those who say in the Senate, yep, that's good. The House says, not so fast, boys and girls. So, where is this going to go?
Well, I mean, the veterans bill may be the one bill that actually gets done.
Really?
Partly, well, they're so embarrassed at the thought of not getting it done, and going home and saying, well, we couldn't even do this for the veterans, that they may be shamed into doing it.
So now, are the Democrats boxing the Republicans in, kind of, then?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes, they are. But they're also boxing themselves in. They're all very aware that there is, while they themselves are basically not capable of feeling any shame at all, they know that there's a level of shame that their constituents expect them to feel, so that they may be basically sociopathic themselves. You know, they're expected not to be, and so they have to go home and put on sad faces. Mm-hmm. But on everything else, it looks like they may. And having said that, they may still disappoint us.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't think the Republicans were going to go for this. First of all, it's a way big pile of dough. And when you think about how big the VA budget is now, one of the points that was made yesterday, I think, by Senator Cornyn was, hey, they got all this money that they're mismanaging now. What are we going to spend some more? We're going to give them more money? And then so the bill addresses, as I understand it from what Bernie Sanders said, addresses firing those people who are no good. Well, that's all well and good to say, but there are civil servant laws. There are all kinds of things that keep these people in place. So it's like moving a mountain, isn't it, to still get rid of most of the incompetence that's there, even though it's obvious. And the guy who was put in place to run the VA now is confirmed. A lot of people extolling his value because he's a businessman. All these people and all of the incidents, they all fit together, Victoria?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's going to be as easy to get rid of them as we think it's going to be to get rid of them. And quite frankly, and I don't think that he's the best thing since sliced bread. There are also some questions about how he left Procter & Gamble, don't forget. I mean, he left Procter & Gamble amid a restructuring of some institutional investors' push for faster improvements in profits and better stock performance. And some investors complained he spent too much of his time serving on outside boards, up to 25%. So it's not like he had a perfect job performance record, this guy.
Mm-hmm. All right, so then what comes out of this? I stole and introduced you as the global analyst. What does the global analyst say about the end result this week, this month, this year with this thing?
With the VA or with Congress generally? Because generally, it's a fail.
All right, so failing Congress, what about the VA in the short term?
VA in the short term, there is going to be an improvement because there has to be an improvement. Mm-hmm. And because he is going to make a difference, he is going to bring some streamlining to the VA because they are going to get rid of some deadwood. And because there is a major investigation separate from the VA, an independent investigation going on, because whistleblowers are coming forward and because changes are being made. Some structural changes are being made. And because they are going to be hiring more doctors and nurses, and that is going to make a difference, because you don't have enough doctors and nurses to handle the volume of new patients coming in. That's going to make a bit of a difference too.
Well, and you understand, even though they pay a lot of them $300,000 a year, which is pretty good for doctors, they don't want to get themselves involved in the BS there. Victoria Jones from the Talk Radio News Service in Washington.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
You've been lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because Wall Street's 401k and other investment plans have failed millions of Americans. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I've discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money up to 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call now to talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to potentially build a million-dollar tax-free retirement income, get potential 12 to 17% returns, and never lose when the next crash hits. Call 888-885-8820 and discover this tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow rich. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling. Call 888-885-8820. 888-885-8820. Again, that's 888-885-8820.
Success. Nobody really understands the lyric line, but it just sort of all folds together, and it has it sounds like a happy story. I'm not sure it is, but at any rate, the reason we're playing Chris Martin and Coldplay is because he, having been married to Gwyneth Paltrow for, 10, 12 years? How long were they married?
At least 10 years, I would think, yeah.
Right. So they reunited this weekend for a screening of Hector and the Search for Happiness at a theater in the Hamptons. According to eyewitnesses, the two arrived at the screening separately. They drove to the nearby after party together before heading home in separate cars.
Consciously uncoupled to go home.
Well, it's not like this is the first time that they've been together since announcing that they were separate.
And they have kids. It's not like you can just eliminate someone from your life when you have children. You still have to see them. You might as well be friends.
According to the paparazzi and a couple of other TMZ stories, they have been spotted out in public with one another more than when they were officially a couple.
Yeah.
So that's always kind of.
I heard that he might be dating Rihanna, too. So.
Really? Well, who's she dating?
Gwyneth? I haven't heard anybody yet.
Better be clean, whoever.
Maybe Chris Martin.
Yeah, all right. Okay, so that's the story number one from the world of music. Story number two focuses on Linda Ronstadt. Linda got the answer to that question that she's been asking for a long time, when will I be loved? The answer was Monday at the White House by the president, who hung a National Medal of Arts, the Medal of Honor, around her neck and said, I had a little crush on you back in the day.
Everybody did, right? Didn't everybody like
her? I sure did. Oh, man.
Why was it? What was it about her?
And just everything about her was woman. Just everything about her was the way she moved, the way she looked. Anyway, so this is a special moment for Linda Ronstadt. Didn't make it to her induction in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Remember all those women who were on stage that honored her with their singing of her songs? What a great moment that was. She has Parkinson's disease, and she can't travel a whole lot. A military aide brought her into the East Room. She was in a wheelchair. She walked to the stage, though, to get the award, and the citation read that she had a one-of-a-kind voice that paved the way for generations of women artists. I have said that I thought Karen Carpenter had the best voice, pop voice of women. I said the other day Anne Murray was number two. Linda Ronstadt, easily a strong number three in my mind as far as performers are concerned, female performers during this rock era. So congratulations to her. Let's spend a little time having a little fun. A couple of excerpts from the late night monologue, starting with Jimmy Fallon. See if he still has a cold or something else up his nose.
This is kind of cool. A man in Maryland claims that he found one of President Obama's custom golf balls in the woods near the golf course where the president played over the weekend. Yeah. Obama said he's been looking for his balls for a while, and then Democrats said, yeah, we know.
This is why the rest of the world hates us. In the United States of America, you can buy water, bottled water, that is flavored like chocolate chip cookies. Because, I mean, that's the only way we're going to keep America hydrated. Am I right, ladies and gentlemen?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandpas and grandmas, it's 28 after the hour on the Doug Good Day program.
Welcome to your Both Sides Minute, today with Mary Madeline and David Korn. Coming right up, has the mainstream media been biased in the Israeli-Hamas conflict, and which way?
In a world bombarded by marketing hype, one trusted voice stands out. Consumer Reports. Every year, the experts at Consumer Reports test thousands of products to help you make better choices, and they buy all those products, just like you would. Consumer Reports accepts no outside advertising and advocates for pro-consumer legislation to protect you. Join the millions who support Consumer Reports' mission to work for a fair, just, and safe marketplace. Learn more at ConsumerReports.org.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Madeline and Korn. Has the mainstream media been biased in its coverage of the Israeli-Hamas conflict, and if so, which way?
There's no issue that anyone covers that's more fraught with allegations of bias than covering the Middle East. And the Hamas rocket attacks, as horrendous as they are not creating nearly as much damage in Israel as the Israeli attacks are creating in the Gaza Strip. And thus, there's far more coverage of the consequences coming out of Gaza, when you have almost 1,000 people now, many of them civilians, being killed in Gaza, and only, thankfully, a couple of civilians in Israel. There is more destruction and war going on in one place than the other. Covering it is not disproportionate.
I'm not concerned about the bias. Of course, there's bias in the media. What Stuart was suggesting, and I think that is the more contemporary problem, is that we're siloed, that there are fewer viewers, readers, and deeper convictions. So you have to take an either or. I think if you want to have your opinion or your conviction validated, you are siloed. Secondly, I can't get enough coverage. That's just me personally. I think this is way bigger than the two-state solution or Israel and the Palestinians. I think this is engaged in the whole larger question of the implosion of the Middle East.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring, and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789, and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
So today, it's got to be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Today, it's gonna be a good day. Good day, good day, good day.
Socks and I can't find my shoes. This was a prize that
this is the way for you to occupy your mind, your heart, your head, because sometimes your mind and your head are not in the same place. Doug Steffens' Good Day program for Wednesday. Jennifer Horn is here to help you go through some of the things in your mind. Some people like her interpretation of what's going on more than mine. Ken Kessler interprets a lot of things as well and helps you to interpret by relaying to all of us through Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show, what it is that you may be saying about, in this circumstance, some medical news. Deadly skin cancers have jumped 200%, says the U.S. Surgeon General. Another let's scare the hell out of everybody headline. All of a sudden, it's a big problem. This has been a problem for decades, for God's sakes. There have been people who have been warning against sunbathing and using indoor tanning beds for almost as long as I can remember. The tanning beds are no good for you. That's clear. The ultraviolet, that first report came out in the 80s. I can remember talking about this when I was working in Cincinnati, as a matter of fact, because I remember
at downtown. WKRP, right?
Well, it was WCKY, close. Oh. The tanning beds downtown in Cincinnati were populated by a lot of the sports personalities, and they were promoted by the sports personalities until somebody came up with an uh-oh, look at what this stuff is doing. That was in the 80s, for heaven's sakes. So why now, all of a sudden, is the Surgeon General jumping out in front of us and saying, look out, below? Maybe because the stats show that what we said 20 years ago is true, that these things are horrible. Maybe the bottom line is not to so much worry about the Surgeon General, but use some common sense, for God's sake.
Or are they saying that the sun is stronger? I mean, is it all about tanning
beds? Well, no, it's not. It's some of it's about the sun.
I don't see a huge amount of people going to tanning salons
anymore. Not anymore. Right. Sunbathing. People who want to make their skin like leather.
Well, remember when, I mean, this was not part of my generation, but you see pictures, and my mom would tell me how they would slather themselves up with baby oil and wrap themselves in tin foil.
Right. My mother was like that on the beach. My sister still does it to a point, and you can tell by her skin, dark and freckled and all that stuff. I have farmer's tan, which happens my neck and my face and my arms, because I'm out on the tractor, I'm on the farm all season long, but I don't do a lot of stuff. I don't go out of my way to create that look. And one wonders why people do that. Some say, you look so healthy with a tan. Really? You may look healthy, but depending on what the ingredients are of your skin, what the chemical composition, ask John McCain what he thinks about being out in the sun. And he'll tell you, he'll just point to the scars on the side of his face where they tore all the skin off because it was melanoma or carcinoma or whatever the omanoma is that gets you. It's very dangerous stuff, very deadly. Now, the other side of the argument, you'll hear from many of the doctors. I have four doctors associated with this program, and they pretty much all would tell you that what you need more of in your body is vitamin D, D3 especially, which
and
is what comes from the sun.
And sunscreen doesn't let you get it. Yeah,
right.
You have to go out without sunscreen to get vitamin D, but you can't stay too long or you're going to get the skin cancer.
So what's the happy medium here? That's the question. And I don't know that we got an answer from the Surgeon General yelling yesterday, look out! Don't go out in the sun! I guess it's appropriate, but still sort of opportunistic. You know what? Maybe this adds to the educational quotient of this. Think about it. You've heard a lot of people talking about it. Make up your own mind, but use some common sense, will you? You know that too much of anything is not good for you, and too much of the sun...
Like the sunburn I got in Hawaii?
Yeah, right.
I was in pain.
Yep.
It was that was the worst sunburn I've ever had.
Well, so there you go.
But it was,
you're
know what?
Smart enough to know better.
I had sunscreen on, and I didn't feel burned. I was probably only outside 3 hours. It just got me.
Sun is hot in Hawaii.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. So let's see.
That's Devin Say, sun hot in Hawaii.
Sun hot in Hawaii.
Write that down.
Sun hot
bumper
in Hawaii.
Stickers.
Yes. All right, continuing with the medical focus, Dr. Sheikh Umar Khan, who is the doctor who leads the fight, or at least I guess I put that in the past tense because he's no longer with us. He was leading the fight against Ebola, trying to do a lot of research, find out. I don't think we can sing about this guy.
But you know what?
What?
I know I'm such a 13-year-old kid, but you know those commercials for Ricola, the cough drops? Mm-hmm. Anytime anybody ever says Ebola, I want to go, Ebola.
Okay, well.
I don't mean to make light of it. It just
pops
in my head.
So you've been around me too long because I probably do the same thing as well. Now, so most people in America don't care about the guy who's doing the research. They do care about the American doctor who's being treated for Ebola over in Liberia. His condition has worsened. He can't get out of bed. So is his fate going to be the same as the other doctor? Things don't look too good for him. How do you treat this, is my question. How do you treat, who knows about these doctors are specialists. It's a really bad virus. He worked for that Christian Aid Group, I think, didn't he, Kenny? It was over there.
I think so.
Most of the people that have come down with this are working in that aid group. I don't honestly know what the treatment is, but
I'm wikiing it right now. It's the symptoms start 2 days to 3 weeks after contracting the virus. You get a fever, throat and muscle pains and headaches, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, decreased functioning of your liver and kidneys, and then at some point you have problems with bleeding.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's all about bleeding. You bleed from your internal organs.
There's no single treatment.
Comes out of every hole.
Right. No single treatment for the virus. Efforts to help persons who are infected include giving them oral rehydration therapy or IV fluids. The disease has a high death rate. Between 50 and 90% of those infected with the virus typically occurs in sub-Saharan Africa. Yeah. Disease was first identified in the Sudan.
Yeah. All right. So now, bringing it back around to America, at least 11 Floridians have contracted Vibrio vulnificus. I don't know what the hell that is, but, well, I do know what it is. It is a virus that started, 41 people infected, 11 died this past year. It hits the skin and gastrointestinal area. CDC spokesman says that Florida is not the only state to report this infection. Alabama, Louisiana, Texas, Mississippi have recorded cases as well. So if you want to take precautions, well, first of all, you got to expose yourself to salt water in order to get it. So stay away from shellfish, salt water, that kind of stuff in order. But so this is a shell. This is a flesh-eating disease. That's what it is. You look at some of the pictures of this stuff. Oy, yuck, yeah, exactly. Yuck is right. All right, so that's that story. I don't know. Are there any other really yucky, horrible medical stories?
I think you got them.
I think I got it.
So this is looking at a picture of a man. Oh, this is horrific. Ah! Good God. So the warm weather is also... This is not the same stuff that's brain-eating amoeba either, is it? This is two different. There's two different things here. The skin breakdown and ulcerations come from the this first one, the Vibrio, and then there's another one that stirred up this summer. A brain-eating amoeba goes up your nose and into your brain, and that's pretty much the end of you. I'm not sure how you get that though. Man, heavens. How many people... I like to swim in my pool. I've never been a great fan of swimming in the ocean.
I don't like swimming in the ocean either. It scares me. The ocean is very powerful, and I am just not that strong of a swimmer. But, I don't know. Plus, there's sharks and fish and dirty stuff. Ooh. In LA, there's needles.
You can't see what's in there.
You can't see it.
What I was taken back by, when we went to Catalina a couple of weeks ago, how absolutely clear the water is there. The water was amazing. Clear, crystal clear. Absolutely beautiful. You don't find much of that. I think you find more of it on the West Coast. The Pacific Ocean is cleaner than the Atlantic Ocean for whatever the reason. I think it is.
So you look at
Boston Harbor. Well, I guess maybe then it depends on where you go. I don't think when I go out on the Santa Monica Pier,
In Santa Monica, the beaches are so dirty, though. I mean, like, you know, hypodermic needles and ugh.
I must be in the better part of town. I'm talking about
Santa Monica. Maybe they cleaned it up.
No, they're pretty good about going down.
And there's like the sewage plant right there.
The sewage plant in Santa Monica?
Yeah, it dumps all the poo into the ocean.
What are you talking about?
On the beach.
Where?
I don't know. I have to look it up. I don't know exactly, but I know I've seen it. My mom told me not to go too close.
All right, so speaking of that, the city of Los Angeles, I have a beef going on with the L.A. Department of Water and Power because there was a break in the line to my water heater, and there wasn't anybody around the house for a week, and so we now have a $1,400 water bill that we're discussing. And they're happy to tell you, listen, pal, we're sorry you had a problem. You better pay up by August 5th or we'll shut your water off. Simple. And out there, I can't do like I do here on the farm. I just tell them to go pound sand and drill a well.
You can't drill a well.
We're going to drill a well out there. No.
The DWP is great. You had a leak for $1,300. I just had normal life for $800.
Yeah, really. So anyway, they say the entire city of Los Angeles uses 550 million gallons of water a day.
Yeah, and they used it all yesterday. I don't know if you saw, but...
Yeah, UCLA.
The DWP had a very large water main break on Sunset Boulevard. It was a nightmare. People could... Right. I mean, the traffic was a nightmare.
It's right up at the far end at UCLA's campus.
UCLA got flooded. Their basketball stadium was flooded. I mean, just water, water, water everywhere. And I was thinking to myself, these yahoos at the DWP better be out there recapturing that water into bottles because...
10 million gallons went out in the UCLA break yesterday.
Yep.
Yeah. So
they're telling me I can only water my lawn on Tuesday.
I think, plus there's probably some malfeasance in all of this. The interesting thing was that Meredith and I were walking around that very spot with Megan and Matthew when we took Megan and Matthew were both professors at UCLA, and they took us for a walk. I'd never been on the campus before.
Maybe you did.
I was there last week. It was probably my walking over that spot that made it as... dangerous and damaging.
Did you happen to see that video that I sent you of the water leak last night?
I did not. I didn't see. I actually just came upon it a moment or two ago.
Okay, so there is our local ABC affiliate is Channel 7 here.
Right.
And, you know, as soon as there's news like this, they want anybody that they can get a hold of to call in and talk to them. So they got who they thought was someone that worked for the DWP talking about the cause for this.
So a Howard Stern listener called?
Oh, my gosh. Doug, we should actually play it. It is the funniest thing. And the way they respond, the way the news anchor responds to this guy is... just hysterical. Oh, that's incredible. Are you sure about that? Because they said that it was because someone took a really big poo.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
And then the lady goes, oh, my, really? Are you sure? And then you can hear a producer in her ear go, it's a fake call.
Lewis Slungpew, is that his name?
And like you couldn't even get it from the guy's name, Slungpew. I mean, really? It made me cry. It was so funny.
Oh, my God. How funny is that stuff? 888-302-3684. Kenny, what's the reaction in terms of our listeners? Facebook.com/Good Day, Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show with regard to is there any Ebola thought there or medical news in general, comments about some of the medical stuff?
I haven't seen any of that yet. On our Facebook page, though, I did post a lovely picture of Charlotte sleeping on the couch.
Yeah. It was taken yesterday. Maybe I didn't tell the story on the air. Meredith and I went out for dinner on Saturday night. And normally I take Charlotte with me and leave her in the car, but it was hot. And we went to Boston. I don't leave the car running in Boston. So we left her home, and I built in my little studio here, I built a little box for her, but she doesn't really need it anymore. She doesn't really want to be in it. So on Saturday when we were gone, those of you who may or may not know who Charlotte is, Charlotte is my 14-year-old English bulldog who was in an accident in May and lost her eyes, lost her sight. And I thought I was going to lose her for a while, but now she's come back and she's amazing in the just the way she's handling the dignity of her handling this and lessons that we're learning from her about her strength. And it's just a wonderful story to tell. I'm so proud of her. So anyway, she's not happy being in the box. So she climbs out of the box. She walks down the hall, walks through the kitchen and the eating room, out into the back. I have a large, big room where it's sort of a family room. There's an old couch there. Meredith has systematically gotten rid of all of the old furniture, all the old stuff that's around. It smelled and was dirty and yucca. So we've tossed everything. This is the only couch that's left. And she found her way to it and crawled up on it and went to sleep.
Aww.
And that was the couch. The picture that was taken was on that couch. So it was just kind of what she's telling us about what she wants. It's a little funny. She wants to have a place that's comfortable. 11 minutes for the hour on Good Day.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like,
that was good. Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer can be Boston Master responsibly.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man.
but now I'm feeling awesome. Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has two maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now, advance past pain and get on with living.
Icy Hot Advanced, available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory and it must be sold. Now through this Sunday, it's the Red Tag Sale at performancebike.com. Over 1,000 items on sale now. Many prices too low to advertise. Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories, and hundreds of bikes, all priced to sell now. Plus, over 50 doorbusters at 50% off, but only while supplies last. Don't miss Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale at performancebike.com.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, I really enjoy your commercials about Geico's app. I watch them over and over and over. They make me both laugh and very hungry. Weird. Anyway, I just want to let you know how Geico's new claim status updates on the app really blow me away. Getting those updates makes me think of you. I'd like to thank you in person. Just send me your address. All the best, Big Bad W. Sure thing, Big Bad W. I got a pen. It's 802, not gonna happen lane.
Claim status updates, just a tap away on the Geico app.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Past the hour now, Tech Talk time, brought to you in part by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit, I think you can do that with the motorcycle insurance too, right? Isn't that what they do? Geico is advertising.
Sure.
Motorcycle
insurance. They do everything, yeah.
Yep. Go to geico.com. Well, can they fix the water problem in Los Angeles?
Tough call.
Really?
They're not miracle workers.
Could we put insurance on that? I bet you could buy insurance on that. Might have to go to Lloyd's of London to secure a water. What happens if there's a water leak? Anyway, visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Time now in the Tech Talk Village for us to go to Shelley Palmer's place. Shelley is going to talk with you today about a new way to search for websites when you use Google Chrome. We all use Google Chrome, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you do, you're going to find out how it'll be easier for you. A little tip, an insider tip from Shelley coming right up, only for Good Day listeners.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Every time I rev my engine down an open stretch of road, I'm glad I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Because nothing feels better than saving money with Geico. Except maybe the time I saved a life. A squirrel's life. Gave that little feller mouth to mouth, and then he bit me. On second thought, saving money with Geico probably feels better.
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
When leading hardwood mills have excess flooring to sell, there's only one place they go. Lumber Liquidators, America's number one specialty retailer of wood flooring. This week, get amazing deals like gorgeous three-quarter inch solid pre-finished Brazilian cherry hardwood for only $2.99 per square foot. Or quick click strand bamboo for 37% less than other stores. Plus, get first quality laminate flooring for 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find your local store. Special 12-month financing is available. Hurry, these deals end Tuesday.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, if you're a regular user of Google Chrome, you probably know that you can perform Google searches directly in the browser's Omnibox, that text box at the top of your screen that shows a website's URL. But did you know that you can also add other site-specific search engines to that box? It saves you a step when you want to buy something on Amazon or find a movie to watch on Netflix, and it's really simple to set up. Here's how you do it. First, head to the website you want to add to Chrome, right-click in the search box, then click Add as a Search Engine. Chrome will then open a pop-up where you can give the site a name and, more importantly, a keyword. Type that keyword into Chrome's Omnibox, then hit Tab. A block with the site's name will show up in the Omnibox, letting you know you're searching on that site instead of Google. Type in your search, hit Enter, and you'll be searching like a pro. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Wow. Geico's been saving people money for over 75 years?
75 years? Fancy that.
My dearest wife, do you possess knowledge about Geico, making it feasible for society to spend less capital on automobile insurance for over three quarters of a century?
Why are you talking like that?
You said fancy that, so I was just fancying it.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest online cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory, and it must be sold. Now through this Sunday, it's the red tag sale at performancebike.com. Over 1,000 items on sale now. Many prices too low to advertise. Red tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories, and hundreds of bikes, all priced to sell now. Plus, over 50 doorbusters at 50% off, but only while supplies last. Don't miss Performance Bicycle's red tag sale at performancebike.com.
All right, other interesting things from the world of technology. There's a story at DougStephan.com today about this YouTube comedian who's parlayed his channel to such success that he paid off the mortgage on his parents' house, which was, what, about $300,000-something, Kenny, right?
Wow.
Yeah.
Doing
yeah,
all right. Nice. Who is this guy? What do we know about this fellow? I don't know him.
Well, I can tell you that he uses lots of bad language.
Language!
If we wanted to play the video for you. But right. He says a lot of the words that you're not supposed to say. But,
which one?
He has two. number two and number six.
Uh-huh.
But he has 2.5 million subscribers to his
really?
Channel on YouTube.
Wow.
And he posts videos often. And the humor is very adult. Lots of bad language, but he has lots of followers, and they put commercials in front of it, and that's where he makes his money.
Makes his money. There you go. Speaking of making money, yesterday Twitter's stock rose sharply, like up 30%. If you own stock in Twitter, you'll be very happy today when you see how much it went up. The service says its revenue has more than doubled. So therefore, the stock price is obviously going to reflect that. So good luck. If you have Twitter stock, if you don't, maybe you should buy some. Huh? Not too, never too late. Twitter!
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com.
And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.